For the rest of the hour, how did life on Earth begin? And now we're talking about fish crawling out of the sea. We're going to go back even further. We're going to talk about chemical evolution of those first organic compounds that would be needed to make the simplest single-celled organisms. Now, you know there's been a classic experiment. You've probably heard about this experiment that was done in the 1950s by Miller, the Miller-Urey experiment, in which researchers they put various compounds into a flask of water. They heated it up. They zapped it with electricity every once in a while to simulate lightning strikes. And this is really an attempt to simulate the conditions that might have been present on the very early Earth and observe chemical evolution that happened there. And this glop they had in the beaker, they called it the primordial soup. Trying to recreate the primordial soup that existed when life might have begun. But in a presentation given this week at the meeting of the American Society for Cell Biology, researcher Helen Hansma suggests that maybe the soup wasn't enough. Maybe life needed a soup and a sandwich, maybe something like a flaky crust like mica. Joining me now to talk about it is Helen Hansma. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
You're a program officer at the National Science Foundation, a research biophysicist at UC Santa Barbara.
Right.
How did you come up with this idea?
I came up with it when I had not a science thought in my head. I was looking under my dissecting microscope, splitting some mica that I had gotten from a mica mine in Connecticut, and putting water on it, and I was seeing little bits of algae and crud and thinking, wow, that'd be a neat place for life to evolve.
Wow, right there, because you saw it was full of crud.
Yeah, I saw that little bit of green algae. Well, I know mica well, and so I know it has very thin sheets held together by potassium.
Right.
And so that triggered the hypothesis, background. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, what does your solution, what is it a solution for? What was the problem that mica solves?
Mica solves a problem of how life evolved in a secure place where it had a lot of time and space to be well protected from the open ocean before there were cell membranes or even when there were lipid vesicles running around, but those would be fragile little things. So it gives life a really secure place to evolve, and I think it makes some really interesting predictions about energy and entropy for life.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to prove your idea?
Yes, lots of experiments can be done, and I'm looking forward to getting back to Santa Barbara and doing some of them, and I'm looking forward to seeing what other colleagues do and hopefully collaborating with some of them.
Are there any places on Earth where we might find mica and some more of the goopy things we might need to show that this might be a possibility?
Well, the mica seems to be quite old. People started worrying about that when I tell them about it. And one of the places where the earliest evidence for life cells has been found is in Greenland, and they also found a common kind of mica called biotite in the same area that they found what seems to be some of the most primitive cells.
Mm-hmm. So the mica protects, and does it encourage the formation of the primordial soup here?
That's what we need to find out by experiments. Is it just a nice surface? It's easier to make large molecules from small molecules if the large ones can stick to a surface. They don't wash off and get lost, for one thing. And so then some kinds of minerals make the reaction go faster. They catalyze the reaction. And so that'll be an exciting area of research. Mica has potassium holding the sheets together, and we all know that we need potassium. Our cells put a lot of effort into keeping the internal potassium high, and so I'm particularly excited about that similarity between mica and what's inside our cells.
Hmm. We're talking about the primordial soup this hour on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News with Helen Hansma, program officer at the National Science Foundation and a research biologist at UC Santa Barbara. Give us an idea of the steps that would go on in the soup. Well, how would life chemically evolve there?
Well, if the soup was out there with the amino acids and the simple building blocks of life, it would seep between the mica sheets, which are water-loving after the water can squeeze in and pull the potassium ions off the sheets. And molecules, the simple amino acids and the simple molecules could lie down on the mica sheet and fit next to each other, facilitating the connecting of little molecules into big molecules, sort of like beads on a string. And I'm really excited that the potassium ions are sitting on mica in little negatively charged spaces, 0.5 nanometer apart, which
wow.
is very small, but it's also the same spacing as our DNA molecules, single-stranded DNA. The different letters of the genetic code are 0.5 nanometer apart, and in our proteins, the amino acids, when they're spread out in the simplest form in a beta sheet, are 0.5 nanometer apart.
So when you look at all the dimensions of mica and the dimensions of the of all these different particles and that are needed, you say, wow, this could be like a jigsaw puzzle here.
Right. And people have found, that could apply also to clay that has charges on it with nice regular spacings. And so the energy and the entropy that I see coming from mica excites me, that the molecules are going to be really crowded in between these close-spaced mica sheets, and they're not going to be able to flop all over like in the soup or on a surface. So I think the spaces between the sheets in mica and the very large sheets of mica are an important novel thing that mica has that other minerals don't tend to.
So it's the spaces between the sheets is one way, or just the sandwich is looking at it the other way?
Right, sandwich filling.
Sandwich filling with a very tasty crust to it.
I don't know about the tasty. the sandwich filling was tastier. The crust would be quite indigestible to us, and that's nice because, you know, you wouldn't want the early life eating up its house.
Right. The flaky crust, as Charles put it.
Flaky crust.
So where do you go from here? How do you work on this?
Well, there's a conference in California next month all about the origin of life, and so lots of scientists will have lots of opinions about my hypothesis. And that's where I expect to start talking about experiments to be done in my lab and in other labs and hear criticisms of my theory. So, and then I have to publish a paper on it. I just have the abstract from the presentation. So
yeah, you got to do that.
More to do, too.
Yeah, you have to get it out there so people can give it that peer review.
Right. Now it's just been peer screened. They went through all the abstracts, and my peers thought it sounded cool.
It does sound cool, and that's what's good about the Internet, too, isn't it?
It's wonderful. It's been very exciting.
Yeah, you've gotten good reaction, huh?
I have. I've been gotten very favorable reaction.
Well, we'll check back with you.
Thank you.
And see how you let us know when these experiments are going on, okay?
Right. Yes, I will.
And come back and let us know. Thank you for taking time to talk about your mica experiment.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
And Anna Jaffe is Helen Hansma, I'm sorry, is a program officer at the National Science Foundation and a research biophysicist at the University of California at Santa Barbara. That's about it for today. Our program is produced by Karen Vergoth and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Media Schumann Ma is our fellow right here at Science Friday. Technical director is Josh Rogerson. He's also at the controls here in New York. If you'd like to surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, we've got podcasting and blogging. Also, some great new videos are up there for you to enjoy. You can find them on iTunes also. If you'd like to send us your videos, we'd love to screen them and choose them and put them up on our website. And please make them for us. We'd be happy to look at them. Have a great weekend. Happy Hanukkah. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.